Welcome inside the 2-Minute Drill. Ethan Greenberg and Eric Allen here bringing you three storylines to kick off your week as the Jets prepare for the Raiders in Week 2. Now, EA, narrative for the offense in Week 1 was getting these new guys accustomed to the offense. Jermaine Kearse, Jeremy Curley, Will Todd, just to name a couple. What can we be expecting in Week 2 from this offense?
Well, here's the thing. Every time the Jets step on the practice field, it is big because you just mentioned a couple of those recent acquisitions, the Kearses of the world, the Jeremy Curleys, the Will Ties. Oh, by the way, Kearse and Ty combined for 10 receptions in Week 1 against the Buffalo Bills. You'll be able to expand your playbook over time, but the Jets have to take advantage of their practice time. And they do have a pair of rookies on the outside in Ardarius Stewart and Chad Hansen. There's a veteran quarterback here with the Jets in Josh McCown, a guy who's very familiar with the system. So every week I expect this playbook to expand a little bit. And Todd Bowles said today, we will take our shots. The Jets focus primarily on a short passing game in Buffalo, maybe in the black hole. They'll go up top a few times.
Defensively speaking now, the Jets facing two very different running backs stylistically. Last week, LeSean McCoy, more of an east-to-west guy. Marshawn Lynch is back. Beast Mode is back. He's a north-south guy. But it seems to me that the defense is saying it doesn't matter who they play, their job is still the same.
Josh Martin said it best. He started last week at outside linebacker. Gap control is critical no matter who you play in the National Football League. LeSean McCoy, an explosive cutback runner, whereas Beast Mode, you know what he can do. He's a downhill guy. We saw him pile drive, basically dump truck Jarrell Casey, a Pro Bowler. And Todd Bowles said today that Marshawn Lynch looks like he's playing better than ever. But the Jets, the formula doesn't change. The gap control has to be there no matter who you're playing. And this week against the Oakland Raiders, the Jets are going to have to get 11 hats to the ball. That's something that Muhammad Wilkerson said in the locker room today. You can't just have one guy attack Marshawn Lynch. You got to get everybody there, gang tackle the ball carrier.
And lastly, we got to touch on special teams. Last week, Lachlan Edwards had a really good game.
Yeah, and I thought the coverage units were very impressive. And you actually spoke to Chandler Catanzaro in the locker room today, and we know what he did in Week 1.
Yeah, he hit a 48-yarder and a 52-yarder, both in the second quarter, to really keep the Jets in the game. At halftime, it was a 7-6 game. Catanzaro holds the Jets' record for longest kick in Buffalo with that 52-yarder and the longest since 2011. But he said, moving on to Oakland, because Oakland has a baseball diamond, he has to make sure that he has the right cleats on and make sure that his plant leg and his plant cleat is really what he needs it to be. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And there you have it. Those are the three storylines as the Jets prepare for the Raiders in Week 2 when they go to the black hole this weekend. For Eric Allen, I'm Ethan Greenberg.